It's Tuesday, the 16th of March, 2021. This is Radio Yes Cymru. It's time for independence.
Yes! Yes! Yes Cymru Radio. Yes. Radio Free Wales.
Yes! Yes, it's me, Sean Robbins, and the programme tonight we'll be looking at Yes Cymru and independence through the eyes of artists. The first one is Geraint Rhys, who's just released a stonking new song, Who Are You? And then we'll be joined by Carys Elan John, who's founded a new fanzine online magazine for the arts in favour of independence, and Iwan the Last, who's producing great memes for independence. Stay with us, it's going to be a good programme.
Yes, Cymru Radio.
So Geraint, thanks for making the time to join us on Radio Yes Cymru. As I said, stonking new song by you, Who Are You? Great video as well. Tell us what the song is about.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having on. Yeah, well, the song, it was about time that we now have, the amount of art to really reflect what's happening, or we can see the growth, really, of people warming to the idea of independence and people supporting independence in Wales. And I thought it was about time that, you know, we had more and more music to reflect that, because, you know, I've always supported independence as a Welsh speaker growing up in Swansea. It's always seemed like a natural thing to me, but I thought now is the time really to write something and to air my frustrations through one of the best ways we can do that, and through the art. And I think music is such a visceral and embodied experience where you can actually move people physically, not just emotionally, through music. So this is my kind of attempt at doing that, really, and to get out some of the things I've had, which are building up inside me over the past few years, really, which has definitely been amplified during this period now of lockdown, as more and more people have become more and more frustrated, more and more people have seen the disparity between Westminster and Wales. And I think the fact that, as you mentioned, the video, which has a lot of people from the Yes Cymru and independence community taking part, really shows that, you know, it's a movement of the people, and that's what I'm trying to reflect in this song.
Yes, and I mean, it's a nice rocky song. You said in an article in the national newspaper up in Scotland, you know, that there's a strong tradition in the Welsh language of protest songs for independence or Free Wales, and obviously for the language, and starting with Dafydd Iwan, but right on through the rock music scene in Welsh as well. So this song is in English because what you felt you wanted to try and reach out to people maybe who aren't familiar with stuff in Welsh, but, and you know, don't speak the language, you want to reach them with the independence message.
Well, exactly. I think it's about time, really, that we have more and more songs in English, because I think, you know, what we're seeing with this growth of people supporting independence, that it's not just the preserve of Welsh speakers. And that's why I specifically wanted to write a song through the English language to kind of capture that. Even though, I'm a fluent Welsh speaker and I release music in both languages, I think for the first time, non-Welsh speakers can see that actually the movement is made up of people from all backgrounds. And it's interesting actually as well, because if I had written it in Welsh, because I only released it on Friday just gone, on the 12th of March, but already the feedback overwhelming is, you know, a lot of support from the Yes Wales community and the independence community. But because I wrote it in English, I'm actually on my Facebook page, my music Facebook page, there's a lot of negative comments from people, you know, the kind of thing like, oh, Wales could never exist by itself. You know, the typical kind of people with Union Jack flags as their profiles.
Yeah, funny that they feel the need to say that, and they, after going on, to, you know, if they don't like the message, it's good they're reacting in a way, because it shows it's reaching different people, and it's stirring up the right people. And I would suggest a lot of people start listening to stuff, and they start making the connections, and they start seeing actually what we're seeing in Yes Cymru, and you through your music and the independence movement is actually the right course. And we've seen us recently where power's been taken away. You know, there was this myth in Wales that, you know, if we stuck with Westminster, because, you know, independence and Welsh nationalism is dangerous, you know, we'd have a better, fairer society. But what we're seeing now, powers have been taken away from Wales, powers have been taken from individuals with the protest laws, and now we're going to be spending more money on Trident. And, you know, that money for Trident is the extra which goes towards, you know, hospitals or even, you know, local libraries and swimming pools and potholes and stuff like that. That's the reason why stuff isn't being done properly in Wales, because we're stuck to it, is trying to be some kind of 19th century global power. I hope your music is upsetting a lot of people, Geraint. But it's good music as well, isn't it? I mean, this is a great thing. And we had you on the Radio Yes Cymru programme about 2 or 3 years ago, because you released a song to support the Catalan independence movement, which is a fantastic song as well. Check it out. And you've lived in Catalonia for a while?
I haven't lived in Catalonia, but I've been over there numerous times, because I have friends over there who are quite active in the independence movement. I've played gigs over there. And, you know, having experienced firsthand the growing movement over there, I think I first went over there in 2010, which is roughly when the support for independence was, depending on which polls you go at, obviously polls can only tell us so much, but some of the polls in Wales at the moment are reflective of the support of the time there. So I started going over there, you could argue, at a time where we are now. And yeah, within that period of even 7 years, they managed to get a referendum. So I think even the change in Catalonia has been quite monumental, really, which, you know, yeah, for us shows that anything really is possible. And I think that, you know, you mentioned the protests being you know, curtailed now here with these new bills, which to me suggests why we need art and music even more, because if, you know, if they take away our right to protest, then, you know, at least through music, through art, through, you know, social media, then we can still have a voice, do you know what I mean? Yes, but I've going over to Catalonia has, you know, I've seen how they've managed to, over a short period of time, manage to change a lot of people's opinions. So it definitely gives us hope here in Cymru to think, why not? Why can't that be us?
So how's a Swansea boy end up in Catalonia? I mean, do you speak Catalan? Were you in college there or something? Or?
No. Well, I did a master's up in Edinburgh. And the course was a political science course in nationalism studies.
All right,
okay. It was quite an interesting kind of mixture of people, because we had Catalans, we had Scots, we had Welsh, we had, through our networks then, we had like Basques, and we had people from all kind of backgrounds, really. And it was quite an interesting thing, because obviously we were, you know, studying a degree. So there was obviously that kind of... that obviously no degree is objective, no social science is completely objective, but you had that kind of perspective of what the studies were. But then you also had people from a lot of, you know, whether you want to call it sub-state nations, minority nations, whatever term you want to use, all coming together and congregating. And from that then, built very good friendships. And over the years then, I've just visited my friends a lot. I've played gigs over there. And spent, you know, I did that song Visca La Terra, which, well, you know, went over there and got quite popular over there too. And then I've just been back and forth really ever since. And I think I was hooked the first time I went over there in 2010, and seeing the kind of a lot of similarities in that sense, you know.
There's so much for us to, I mean, I was first in Catalonia in 2005, when it's fairly quiet there. But what I struck was people with the Catalan flag hanging outside their balconies, and then that's how it increased. And I think there's a lot of things we can learn from the Catalan movement in terms of being very visual, very musical and very noisy. They have flags outside their houses. They're doing a lot of this lip-syncing thing at one time, where your people were singing a song in through the village, and you sort of follow the camera, and there'd be people doing some juggling and stuff along the road. And they were very innovative, I thought, and it's a very tactile kind of national movement, which I think we in Yes Cymru and the national movement here in Wales can learn a lot from the Catalans, how they conducted that, and obviously having the discussions about the economy and everything you'd expect. I mean, was that your experience as well?
Yeah, definitely. I know what you're on about. They're called lip dubs, they are. And there's a famous one for a famous Catalan song, which is called, I can't remember what it's called now. But La Flama, that's the one. That's probably the one that you've seen. It's like a really popular one. And they're going through, I don't know whether it's Girona or whether it's Lleida or something like that. But yeah, I think definitely some of the visual kind of representation is definitely really important. But what I think as well is really important is when I was over there, they have these clubs, which is one I kind of played at, where it's not like a, you know, like a dusty old club in the middle out of where no one can know what everyone meets. They're kind of within the city centres, and it's kind of, they have a bar, they have a restaurant, but they also have like a place at the back for gigs. But it's also a place where they have a lot of discussions, and they have, you know, it's an everyday place, so that everyone knows where they are and who they are, but not in a kind of intimidating way, but it's because it's part of the kind of everyday fabric.
Yeah.
You go along and it's open, and you know, people are there to discuss. And it's, I think that is definitely something which could potentially be, you know, how great would it be if you had like in every city and town, like a Yes Cymru cafe, bar, restaurant thing, maybe not restaurant, that's pushing it, but you know, like a social club place, which is open to everyone and all, where, you know,
yes, I mean, and those kind of places are important. And, you know, people pop in, as you say, and they go on to another bar there, but they have the discussion. I mean, so back to the sort of music and politics here in Wales. You're from Swansea. I think you studied music also in Liverpool. You lived in Edinburgh. You've been in Catalonia a lot. I mean, you so implied you were from maybe a family which always supported independence. But how are things in Swansea, do you think? What do you think the vibe is in terms of support for independence or not in Swansea?
Well, I'm obviously part of the group, the Yes Cymru group here at Abertawe. And so I think, you know, it's definitely growing. Like from the Zoom meetings we've had already, there is a diverse group of people who are from all political perspectives who clearly support independence. But I think the challenge really is how does that translate to the streets, do you know what I mean? And how, you know, I increasingly seeing more and more Yes Cymru stickers because I, you know, when I'm out on my daily walks throughout the city in numerous places, not just in the city centre, but in suburbs and as you go along. But I suppose the biggest challenge is how do you translate that to...
Yeah, I mean, there was meant to be a rally in Swansea, obviously postponed because of COVID, but we will be going back to Swansea, and the group there had done a lot of good work just getting the route sorted out, and it would be a fantastic place, I think, to have an independence rally and such an important place as well. Look, Geraint, we're going to have to wind this up, unfortunately. It's such an interesting conversation. So much to talk about between Cymru, yes, Catalonia, Caeredin, if you can say that. Look, people, listen to Who Are You, Geraint's new song. Geraint Rees, we'll stick it on. We'll give a link to it, obviously, on Radio Yes Cymru. The other songs are very good as well. I really like the Catalan one. Again, great visuals, great thumping music. And the kind of thing, you know, which will get people going. But the good thing about the music, I think it gets conversations going, even if it's people arguing against you, Geraint. But that's also a good thing. Geraint Rees, diolch o galon. Thanks for making this time to speak to us on Radio Yes Cymru. I'm sure we had you back in 2018. We've had you back in 2021. I'm sure we'll have you again on Radio Yes Cymru future as well. Best of luck with the song and more songs, please.
Thank you. Diolch o
galon.
To speak for us.
Yes Can We Radio. Independent news and views for an independent nation.
Yes!
Yes, thanks, Geraint, for that interesting chat. You're listening to Radio Yes Cymru with me, Sean Jobbins, here. And I've got two great guests doing great things. Ceres Ellen John from Flint, now down in the University of South Wales. And then Iwan the Last, man of mystery, who's behind the fiery Welsh memes for Feisty Independent Dreams, or one of the crowd there. Kicking off with you, Ceres, you've started something fantastic, I think. It's an online magazine, Ar y Gweill, bilingual stuff about independence and people chipping in with their sort of views about independence in form of poetry or maybe some short writing. Is that right?
Yes.
And then so people can check onto this through your Instagram account. We'll have that in a minute. You can tell me that. But the idea is it's an online magazine. A lot of nice images, a lot of graphic design there, and then stuff to do with independence. Why are you doing this, Ceres? Where did this come from? Where did this brainwave come from?
It came from sort of we've got a uni project at the moment, our final major project. I was finding it really hard to relate to any of the work I was producing, and then I eventually stumbled upon some meme pages that I'd been following for a while, and I thought maybe I could apply sort of my voice and my illustrations and do something for the independence movement. It's not something that I wanted just me to speak on, so I put a post out on Instagram, which is aragweich.jpg, just asking for people who have written stuff or who would like to write stuff about their experiences of the independence movement, growing up in Wales, being Welsh, and yeah, just decided to put that together, sort of bring a multitude of voices for the cause, really.
Yeah, and it's great, it's a diversity of stuff there. And then, you know, people, you very kindly telling me earlier that the first edition would be for sale for £1. To download or to get it as a physical copy in the post, is it?
Yeah, so the physical copy will be £5, right. Cover materials, and then so I can donate the money, and then the digital copy will be for £1.
And donate the money to Yes Cymru, which is amazing. You know, so we're very appreciative of that, Ceres. That's very kind. And as I said, there's poetry there to do with independence. There's bits of writing to do with it. And the idea is that not just your voice, but different voices towards independence. So I'll come back to you in a minute, but I'd be interesting to understand your journey towards independence and whether it came about why you feel so involved with it. But we're going to go back to Iwan yr Olaf, Iwan the Last. He's one of the rebels behind Fiery Welsh Memes for Feisty Independent Dreams. Fantastic page on Facebook, 15,000 followers on Facebook, 2,000 on Twitter, about 1,000 on Instagram. For the uninitiated, Iwan, tell us what Fiery Welsh Memes is, and even tell us what a meme is.
Right, okay, so I'll start off with the easy but broad question of what a meme is. A meme is anything that's an image, video, text, anything popular culture that you can make humorous, and you can really make it out of anything. Could be a soundbite, could be a video or a, you know, picture. Now, Fiery Welsh Memes, I did not create the page, but I'm part of the admin group there, and we are a non-partisan meme page, strictly focusing on the independence movement in Wales. So any political parties out there, you're not safe. So we try and make sort of popular culture references and bring them into sort of the political sphere, because as we know, as young people really don't get involved in politics, so we really want to break down complex political situations, put a little twist of humour on it, in the favour of Welsh independence, of course, and just sort of express it, break it down to the young people so they can understand it more, because sometimes reading an article on the dreaded BBC News can be just really boring, so you just see a small meme about it. I know what's going on now. I'm well versed in what's happening.
Thanks, Iwan. Yeah, you're listening to Radio Yes Cymru with me, Sean Jobbins, talking to Iwan yr Olaf, Iwan the Last from Fiery Welsh Memes. And we also have Ceres Ellen John, who's from Flint, but now at the University of South Wales, doing a fantastic Ar y Gweill magazine in support of independence. Ar y Gweill, so people understand, is a Welsh idiom, literally means on the knitting needles. or, you know, when people would have things on the go, basically, isn't it? So it's an idiom for on the go, ar y gweill. But the magazine, Ceri, is bilingual, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's stuff in Welsh and stuff in English there. I saw a poem, you had a poem, it's quite a famous poem about Taffy was a Welshman, Taffy was a clown, and a bit of modern spin of that.
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
So he wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was an absolutely brilliant twist on the original poem, but yeah, he's asked to remain anonymous.
Yeah, so it's worth you getting a copy of Ar y Gweill to see that and other stuff as well. I mean, did you find it difficult getting people to contribute to the magazine, Ceri?
I thought it would be a lot harder than it was, but people just, they have so much to say. I thought it'd be a case of I get two or three submissions and maybe the magazine is 8 pages long, but it got to a point where unfortunately some submissions didn't actually make it and now the magazine is over 30 pages long.
Well, that's pretty chunky.
Yeah, I had a really good response.
Yeah, there's a lot of editing to going on there.
Awful amount.
Yeah, I can appreciate that and sympathise with you. But it is visual as well. This is what I like about it. You've got the written word, which is great. You've got some poetry and other stuff as well. But it's also quite visual, which is obviously one of the things you bring to the magazine. Was that important to you?
Yeah, it was very important. So when I put the call out for the submissions, I made clear that I'd be creating artwork in response to people's words. So some of the artwork that is in there is stuff that I've done on issues and topics that I'm especially passionate about. I've written an article myself in there, but a lot of the art did come from, just responding to other people's words, which was a really nice way of creating art.
And then your sort of journey to independence, you said to me before the programme that, you know, you hadn't particularly thought about it, but then you started thinking about, especially with COVID, and then reading the Independence in Your Pocket booklet, which we have.
Yes. So I gave that a read, I think it was mid last year, as I was starting to sort of wanting to know more, sort of doing my own research about it. And that book really helped me sort of push me over the edge to 100% support independence, whereas before it was maybe like 60%.
All right. So may I ask then, what other things sort of made you to start thinking about independence and got that conversation going in your mind?
I've always quite been into politics, but mainly on sort of social issues and issues that affect women especially. But I was looking more into devolution and how much power our government have, and especially the resources of Wales. So
yeah.
The fact that we can only generate a certain amount of energy or have an energy plant that creates a certain amount without permission from...
Yeah, imagine, we're an energy-rich country, but we're told by the people who tell us we're too poor to be independent that we can only have projects worth about 350 megawatts or something like that.
Yeah, and we were the fifth largest exporter in 2018, I believe it was, with like 80 trillion megawatts, so...
Yeah. That's mad. And 15% of Europe's tidal power. But we're not allowed to use this, and the same people tell us we're too poor to be independent. That's interesting. So a lot of different things. And then you were also following the Fiery Welsh memes, if I understand.
Yes, yeah.
So you're one of those mad people getting in touch. I hope not having rants on Fiery Welsh memes, which can be quite sparky at times as well.
No, instead I just share the posts and then get the rants aimed towards me. So.
Well, I always tell people this, sharing is actually a very important part. So, I mean, if people do nothing else except share Yes Cymru or independence memes or stuff like that, or your magazine, Ceri, that's still a big contribution. You know, so people don't have to be doing big stuff like you and Iwan are doing. Sharing stuff is also a very big contribution to the whole debate around independence. Come back to Iwan, just to close up. I mean, the plans for Fiery Welsh memes, I mean, I'm sure you're having a board meeting and you're having quarterly figures and stuff like this.
I mean, you're not a million miles wrong. I mean, it's more along like, all right, lads, we've not posted anything in a week. We've really got to do something about it. So,
that's the kind of rough and ready independence movement I like.
Yeah, it's a professional movement run by two guys at the moment. So, yeah. By the way, if anyone wants to be an admin of the page, please just message in because we desperately need some more admins. So if you're want to join us, please just message the page and I'll...
Yeah, and more the merrier. But also, there's also a need, especially on social media, and you know this as much as I do, people need to be respectful as they can. A lot of fun, satire is very important, but try to be respectful of people and, you know, obviously keep off some racist and sort of sexist stuff as well.
Yes, of course. No, I completely agree. We did post stuff that maybe may have pushed the boundaries. I think, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, we were all way more ignorant than we are now in what we do online, especially in the last 3 years, which is how long the page has been sort of running. And we stay clear of anything with... try and stay clear with anything to do with race, sex and stuff like that. We try and keep it...
But there's still loads of fun to be had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we you know, as the old Welsh adage says, mae chwarae'n troi'n chwerw sometimes. Yeah. So we try not to... We try not to make the fun times turn bitter by calling people out on Facebook, really.
Well, Iwan and Kerith, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you and a tonic for the soul as well. So many good stuff happening. People... doing their own stuff, not waiting for permission, just doing it. Kerith, best of luck with the magazine, Ar y Gweill. We'll give you a link, obviously, when we post this out. Iwan, yr olaf, Iwan the last, keep up the fiery Welsh memes. I enjoyed seeing the stuff going up there. And everyone else, have a laugh, keep sharing, chipping in your own way, and contributing to the independence debate. You'll be listening to me, Sean Robbins, here on Radio Yes Cymru. Until the next time, I'm sure we'll speak into Iwan and Kerith sometime in the future. Take care of yourself, look after yourself, and let's go for independence.
Yes, Cymru Radio. Yes. Radio Free Wales. Yes.